28 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Christine Balfa, here to talk about a class she'll be offering through the Conservatory of Music with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. It's called Petit Voices. And Christine, Mariusz Smoley, who's the conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, was here last week for an interview, and he was so excited that you were coming to the conservatory to teach this class. He singled that class out, and I could tell that he was just so pleased that language teaching was going to be a part of their music offerings as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I know you're thrilled with this as well. You've been working very hard on some methods for teaching children language particularly, and of course your passion is music. So tell us about this class, which starts off, I guess, September 3rd is when it starts at the conservatory. How did you come up with this class?
Well, when I became a mom, Amelia and Sophie are 8 and 10 now, I started reading a lot of books, you know, and one of the things I found out was how absorbent young children are and how much they can learn so easily at that early age, that window of opportunity between 0 and 6. And, you know, my interests are music and, you know, of course, language, being from this area. And so I started doing research, and I'd done a little class at Alliance Française, and what I found is all the songs that were already out there in French were songs that were made for children or people who already spoke the language. That was their native tongue, and so it was hard to use children's music for children who was learning this as a second language. Mm-hmm. And so that was always seemed to be a little strange thing. Well, I've done a lot of research, and I thought, well, maybe I'd create my own program. And so last year, I'm a returning student at UL, finishing my degree. And last year for an independent study for my last French class, I talked to my advisor to see if I could do that. And he said, sure, that sounds like a great idea. We'll do an independent study. And so I had been searching on the internet for a program like this since I became a mom. And just whenever Dr. Ansley Barry, my dear friend, said, yes, sure, you can do it, I did a search, and I found a program already created. So it's called Music Lingua, and it's some wonderful ladies out of Bozeman, Montana. So I called Dr. Ansley again and said, listen, there's already a program. What if I do my training and do that for my studies? So I did that, and so I got certified to teach Music Lingua, and it's a wonderful program. They've done a lot of research, and it's taught through music and movement and storytelling and art projects, and it's a thematic unit.
So you're teaching language through all of these various methods.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the first one is La Vie sur la Ferme, so it's life on the farm. And what the ladies found out, they were all native speakers of different languages, and they found the same thing, that music was, the songs were challenging for children. So they, what they did is they took familiar melodies and wrote songs using the vocabulary that they wanted to teach the children. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, our greeting song is Bonjour, mes amis, bonjour, bonjour, mes amis, bonjour. So you have familiar melodies. And so in the first unit, Life on the Farm, we learned greetings and we learned animal names and colors and numbers. And so as the week progress, as the 12 weeks progress, there's less and less English in the class, and it becomes more of an immersion. And then next spring, the next unit will build on the vocabulary that we learned in the first unit.
So these songs are created specifically with language teaching in mind.
Exactly.
Just as you're describing that, I'm remembering my own elementary school experiences with music teachers teaching songs in French, and we had no idea what the words were. I mean, to this day, I can still remember some of the sentences in the songs, but I didn't know what it meant back then. It wasn't really teaching us the language.
Right.
And in fact, we just ran everything together, so it seemed like one big sound to us.
Right.
So what a brilliant idea to help children learn language in a medium that's fun for them.
Right.
They love the rhythm. They love the melodies of these songs.
Yeah.
So, and I want to tell people who may just be tuning in right now, my guest, musician musician Christine Balfa will be teaching at the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's Conservatory of Music, a new class which she's put together called Petite Voices, again based upon the lingua, or musica lingua?
It's called Music Lingua.
Music Lingua.
They have a website, wonderful website, if you're interested in researching.
Well, now, when you took the training, with your own experience with music from here and learning the language of this area, did you immediately start having ideas about how you could construct the course for children in this area?
Sure. You know, each unit, you know, Life on the Farm is kind of, you know, we live in a farming community, so there's a lot of our local tunes that would fit as well. So I plan on incorporating some of the local music as well into it. And because I grew up speaking Cajun French, but also have studied standard French, it's fun for me to incorporate that within the language. Like, you know, for Life on the Farm, while we're learning it, we learn a goat is a chèvre. Well, around here, we call a goat a cabri. So, you know, it's fun to do that with the children, you know, because they might go home and their grandpas would say, well, that's not a chef, that's a cabri.
And they'll be so impressed when the children know that. Well, now you're teaching two different sections, one for the younger children and one for the older. The first segment is for children ages 2 to 5. How are you going to work with the different ages of children? Are there going to be different songs that you're going to use? Or is it going to be the same approach with the older children?
Well, it's going to be hopefully a different approach, but it'll be the same song, same repertoire. And so I'm hoping that another thing that's very helpful with this is they have great supplemental material for the children to take home. It comes with a songbook, a storybook, and the storybook has an audio CD so they could read along, and also all the songs, the children will have that to listen to in between classes.
Well, and I'm just thinking, you know, there's really no difference between some of these children, the 6 to 8 year olds. Many of them are just starting their immersion programs, or perhaps aren't even taking immersion programs, and this is their first introduction to French. So really it would be the same methods.
They learn a little bit differently in these different ages, but it's very similar.
And when you took the training, tell us just a bit about your reaction to it. I mean, you had been longing for this for a long time. And how did you feel during the training sessions?
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience, because it was combining all these things that meant so much to me. I'm very interested in my children go to a Montessori school here, Ashton Grace Montessori, and I've done a lot of reading on that, and it seems to me that the people who created this program are familiar with Maria Montessori's work, and also just how the brain develops. And they say that once children hear a language, you know, in your arms, that's why it's so important to even infants to come to some of these classes. And so maybe someday we might do an infant class as well, because a child learns to speak English because they're hearing it all the time, and that a child could learn up to 30 languages with no problem if they're exposed to it at an early age. Their brain will actually rewire and will actually develop and wire the right way.
If
it's early enough.
Before they've created those boundaries between sounds.
And that how one side, for language is on one side of the brain and music is on the other. So if the children are getting both, you know, you're really helping them academically. They've studied that people who both are exposed to English, another language and music at an early age, that their brain
Learn both even better. So this course is, it's taught through the Conservatory of Music, but you are teaching French through music.
Right.
So this is a really good opportunity. I know there are a lot of parents out there who are interested in the French immersion programs, and for some of these younger children, this would be a great way to introduce them to the language. And so by the time they're old enough for the French immersion program, they'd be quite prepared.
Right. And I know that there's a lot of parents as well that want to learn with their children, and that's what that I think this program would be really good for as well.
So are you going to, what kind of instruments are you going to have in the class? You play guitar, and I know you're studying fiddle right now.
Right.
What kinds of instruments will you have with you in the classroom?
Well, I'll probably have some guitar, and maybe if I'm brave enough, I might play some fiddle. I also play maybe a little ukulele and some rhythm instruments that the children can participate
in. And so you're going to have them doing some of the rhythm instruments as well.
Yes.
I know that you're taking a guitar class right now, which is really interesting. We were talking just a little bit before that even though, you know, you think you know something, actually going back and learning it from someone else helps to learn it better.
Yeah, studying a guitar, taking guitar here, and just today, our first class, you know, I've been playing guitar for 20 years, Cajun music, and just the way he showed us how to hold the guitar with our left hand was very different than the way I normally hold the guitar. And just, I think, always taking classes with someone, especially if you're interested in teaching, helps you become such a much better teacher, as well as better at what you're studying, but just to learn how other people teach. And as a teacher, I think it's really important to always be a student and take classes, and yeah, it's...
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned that the first segment will be on the farm. What are some of your other chapters, segments that you'll be teaching throughout the semester?
Yeah, well, the whole unit, it's a thematic unit for 12 weeks, so that'll all be life on the farm for this
fall. For the first 12 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And then in the spring, it's life at home. So you start building on what you've learned, and then you can start learning things about the vocabulary around your home.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the materials that you received from the training, are there, they obviously have some songs that they've already written. So are you like writing your own songs? How is that working?
Well, I haven't yet, but I could easily see that happening. Mm-hmm.
Substituting words, but that you could actually write songs for the course.
Yeah. And they're open to that. Some different programs want you to really be strict with theirs. And that was something that I was very, wanted that to be a big part of what it was for me, that I could incorporate our local things and also, you know, possibly write songs of my own later.
Right, with a flavor of this place, both Cajun and Creole.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We'll look forward to that and having you tell us about the progress of that class. I'm sure there's some people wondering how they can register for the courses. And again, there are two sessions, one in the morning, I guess, for the much younger children. And for the older children, who, of course, have school during the day, you have it at 5 o'clock. Which is quite convenient.
Right. Yeah, on Wednesday afternoons at 5.
Now, the conservatory started their regular set of classes this past Monday, but your course won't start until the 3rd, so people still have time to sign up for it.
Still have time to sign up, that's right.
Okay, so I guess they could go out to the website or call the offices and sign their children up. Yeah. And they don't need to have any, there's no prerequisite or...
No.
They can just sign
up. Just let us know, and we'll have all the materials for them to take home and... Yeah, it should be really fun.
Again, if you are just tuning in and finding yourself fascinated by this new class, my guest is Christine Balfa. She is a musician, but she will also be teaching a course at the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's Conservatory of Music. It's called Petite Voices, and it's teaching French through music for two different ages of children. There's 2 to 5 years, and then also the 6 to 8 years courses. So you can find out more, again, at their website, or call them as well. Now, Christine, I believe, and again, language is becoming more and more important to all of us, and we're all particularly right now concerned about CODAFIL, and KRVS is going to be broadcasting the LashPa live on Sunday, and I think you're involved in that.
Yeah, I'll be playing there on Sunday,
And what time are you playing?
In the evening, about 7:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's going on all day. So
all day. I think there's
wonderful.
A brunch in the morning, sort of 11 o'clock. And then afterwards, there are two stages. I think there's an inside stage and an outside stage. And you'll be playing on one of those stages.
Yeah.
Have you tried out some of these methods with your own daughters?
My daughters love it. You know, they've had to be my guinea pigs.
Right.
And when they're excited, say, Mommy, can we practice your classes? That was a good sign for me that they really, and I hear them humming the songs and singing the little tunes. And I also started teaching on Wednesday mornings a music course, music for at the Epiphany Day School in New Iberia. And so I've incorporated some of my French songs within the music songs. And the kids love the little French songs. You know, those kind of wake them up. If I feel like I'm losing them, I'll throw in one of my little French songs, or I'll do the greeting song in the French, and they really like it. So I think the music is catchy, and it's easy for the children to retain. And
so they're really responding to
They're responding to it, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful if one's own children are excited about what you're teaching and doing,
true.
And that they're really responding to it. Mm-hmm. So has their French improved?
It has. They, you know, I'm always kind of carry a little guilt of not teaching them more French, you know, of all of this thing. And so... But whenever they do speak, they have a nice accent, so I'm thankful
That's
for
perfect.
That.
Well, and we use our gifts as we can to teach our children, and obviously music is yours. So it's nice that they are your experiments, your guinea pigs for the course. Maybe they can be some guest lecturers in the class with you. Petite Voices, you can sign your child up now through the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. It's the Conservatory of Music, at the website, or call them. Children 2 to 5 years, Mondays from 11 to 11:30, and children 6 to 8 years, Wednesdays from 5 to 5:30. And that starts on September 3rd, so you still have some time. Is there a size limit for the classes, Christine?
I think 12. 12 students would be about maximum. And we already have quite a few already. Signed up, so yeah. If you're interested, be sure to give a call.
Absolutely, and you might find yourself humming those songs along with your children and learning some French as well. And Christine will be playing at the Lâche Pas event, which is this Sunday. It starts around 6, well, starts at 5 in the evening, and you can go and help to support CODAFIL and help to support language. CODAFIL,
right.
Of course, being so much a part of that language acquisition here in South Louisiana over many decades now.
That's right.
Well, Christine, thank you for taking it to another level and introducing children to another way of learning French. That's Petite Voices. Contact the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra for further information. Thank you, Christine.
Thanks, Judith.